JavaScript, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Recorded on December 13, 2010. JavaScript is an implementation of the ECMA script language standard and is typically used to enable programmatic access to computational objects within a host environment. It can be characterized as a prototype-based, object-oriented scripting language that is dynamic, weakly typed, and has first-class functions. It is also considered a functional programming language, like Scheme and OCaml, because it has closures and supports higher-order functions. JavaScript is primarily used in the form of client-side JavaScript, implemented as part of a web browser in order to provide enhanced user interfaces and dynamic websites. However, its use in applications outside web pages, for example in PDF documents, site-specific browsers, and desktop widgets, is also significant. JavaScript uses syntax influenced by that of C. JavaScript copies many names and naming conventions from Java, but the two languages are otherwise unrelated and have very different semantics. The key design principles within JavaScript are taken from the Self and Scheme programming languages. Contents. Section 1, History. Section 2, Trademark. Section 3, Features. Section 4, Syntax and Semantics. Section 5, Use in Web Pages. Section 6, Uses Outside Web Pages. Section 7, Development Tools. Section 8, Versions. Section 9, Related Languages and Features. Section 1, History. JavaScript was originally developed by Brendan Eich of Netscape under the name Mocha, which was later renamed to LiveScript and finally to JavaScript. LiveScript was the official name for the language when it was first shipped in beta releases of Netscape Navigator 2.0 in September 1995, but was renamed JavaScript in a joint announcement with Sun Microsystems on December 4, 1995, when it was deployed in the Netscape browser version 2.0b3. The change of name from LiveScript to JavaScript roughly coincides with Netscape adding support for Java technology in its Netscape Navigator web browser. The final choice of name caused confusion, giving the impression that the language was a spin-off of the Java programming language, and the choice has been characterized by many as a marketing ploy by Netscape to give JavaScript the cachet of what was then the hot new web programming language. It has also been claimed that the language's name is the result of a co-marketing deal between Netscape and Sun, in exchange for Netscape bundling Sun's Java runtime with their then-dominant browser. JavaScript very quickly gained widespread success as a client-side scripting language for web pages. As a consequence, Microsoft developed a compatible dialect of the language, naming it JScript to avoid trademark issues. JScript added new date methods to fix the Y2K problematic methods in JavaScript, which were based on Java's java.util.date class. JScript was included in Internet Explorer 3.0, released in August 1996. The dialects are perceived to be so similar that the terms JavaScript and JScript are often used interchangeably. Microsoft, however, notes dozens of ways in which JScript is not ECMA compliant. In November 1996, Netscape announced that it had submitted JavaScript to ECMA International for consideration as an industry standard, and subsequent work resulted in the standardized version named ECMA Script. JavaScript has become one of the most popular programming languages on the web. Initially, however, many professional programmers denigrated the language because its target audience was web authors and other such amateurs, among other reasons. The advent of Ajax returned JavaScript to the spotlight and brought more professional programming attention. The result was a proliferation of comprehensive frameworks and libraries, improved JavaScript programming practices, and increased usage of JavaScript outside of web browsers, as seen by the proliferation of server-side JavaScript platforms. In January 2009, the CommonJS project was founded with the goal of specifying a common standard library, mainly for JavaScript development outside the browser. Section 2. Trademark. JavaScript is a trademark of Oracle Corporation. It is used under license for technology invented and implemented by Netscape Communications and current entities such as the Mozilla Foundation. Section 3. Features. The following features are common to all conforming ECMA script implementations, unless explicitly specified otherwise. Section 3.1. Imperative and Structured. JavaScript supports all the structured programming syntax in C, for example, if statements, while loops, switch statements, etc. One partial exception is scoping. C-style block-level scoping is not supported. Instead, JavaScript has function-level scoping. JavaScript 1.7, however, supports block-level scoping with the let keyword. Like C, JavaScript makes a distinction between expressions and statements. One syntactic difference from C is automatic semicolon insertion, in which the semicolons that terminate statements can be omitted. Section 3.2. Dynamic. Dynamic typing. As in most scripting languages, types are associated with values, not with variables. For example, a variable x could be bound to a number, then later rebound to a string. JavaScript supports various ways to test the type of an object, including duck typing. Object-based. JavaScript is almost entirely object-based. JavaScript objects are associative arrays, augmented with prototypes. Object property names are string keys. The lines obj.x equals 10 and obj open bracket double quote x double quote close bracket equal 10 are equivalent, the dot notation being syntactic sugar. Properties and their values can be added, changed, or deleted at runtime. Most properties of an object, and those on its prototype inheritance chain, can be enumerated using a for in loop. JavaScript has a small number of built-in objects, such as function and date. Runtime evaluation. JavaScript includes an eval function that can execute statements provided as strings at runtime. Section 3.3. Functional. First-class functions. Functions are first-class. They are objects themselves. As such, they have properties and methods, such as length and call. And they can be assigned to variables, passed as arguments, returned by other functions, and manipulated like any other object. Any reference to a function allows it to be invoked using the open parenthesis, close parenthesis operator. Nested functions. Inner or nested functions are functions defined within another function. They are created each time the outer function is invoked. In addition to that, the scope of the outer function, including any constants, local variables, and argument values, become part of the internal state of each inner function object, even after execution of the outer function concludes. Closures. JavaScript allows nested functions to be created, with the lexical scope in force at their definition, and has a open parenthesis, close parenthesis operator to invoke them now or later. This combination of code that can be executed outside the scope in which it is defined, with its own scope to use during that execution, is called a closure in computer science. Section 3.4. prototype-based. Prototypes. JavaScript uses prototypes instead of classes for inheritance. It is possible to simulate many class-based features with prototypes in JavaScript. Functions as object constructors. Functions double as object constructors along with their typical role. Prefixing a function call with new creates a new object and calls that function with its local this keyword bound to that object for that invocation. The constructor's prototype property determines the object used for the new object's internal prototype. JavaScript's built-in constructors, such as array, also have prototypes that can be modified. Functions as methods. Unlike many object-oriented languages, there is no distinction between a function definition and a method definition. Rather, the distinction occurs during function calling. A function can be called as a method. When a function is called as a method of an object, the function's local this keyword is bound to that object for that invocation. Section 3.5, Miscellaneous. Runtime environment. JavaScript typically relies on a runtime environment, for example, in a web browser, to provide objects and methods by which scripts can interact with the outside world. In fact, it relies on the environment to provide the ability to include and import scripts, for example, HTML script elements. This is not a language feature per se, but it is common in most JavaScript implementations. Variadic functions. An indefinite number of parameters can be passed to a function. The function can access them through formal parameters and also through the local arguments object. Array and object literals. Like many scripting languages, arrays and objects, associative arrays in other languages, can each be created with a succinct shortcut syntax. In fact, these literals form the basis of the JSON data format. Regular expressions. JavaScript also supports regular expressions in a manner similar to Perl, which provide a concise and powerful syntax for text manipulation that is more sophisticated than the built-in string functions. Section 3.6, Vendor-Specific Extensions. JavaScript is officially managed by Mozilla Foundation, and new language features are added periodically. However, only some non-Mozilla JavaScript engines support these new features. Property getter and setter functions, also supported by WebKit, Opera, ActionScript, and Rhino. Conditional catch clauses. Iterator protocol adopted from Python. Shallow generators and coroutines, also adopted from Python. Array comprehensions and generator expressions, also adopted from Python. Proper block scope via the new let keyword. Array and object destructuring, limited form of pattern matching. Concise function expressions. ECMA script for XML, or E4X, an extension that adds native XML support to ECMA script. Section 4, Syntax and Semantics. As of 2009, the latest version of the language is JavaScript 1.8.1. It is a superset of ECMA script, ECMA-262, edition 3. A link to a list of extensions to the language, including partial E4X, that's ECMA 357 support, and experimental features considered for inclusion into future ECMA script editions, can be found on the Wikipedia page. For more information on the syntax and semantics of JavaScript, please see the Wikipedia article JavaScript Syntax. Section 4.1, Simple Examples. To see a number of JavaScript code examples, including a recursive function, anonymous function, closure, and variadic function, please see the Wikipedia page. Section 4.2. Example, Syntax and Semantics. This sample code showcases various JavaScript features. The example can be executed with the following steps. 1. Copy the code to a file with extension .html. 2. Use Mozilla Firefox or Google Chrome to open the file. Please see the Wikipedia article for the JavaScript code sample. If Internet Explorer is used, the example will generate an error. Hence, the example illustrates the point that JScript interpreter in Internet Explorer executes code differently from the JavaScript interpreters in other browsers. See the comments in the source code for details on the relevant differences for this example. Section 5. Use in web pages. The primary use of JavaScript is to write functions that are embedded in or included from HTML pages and that interact with the document object model, or DOM, of the page. Some simple examples of this usage are opening or popping up a new window with programmatic control over the size, position, and attributes of the new window, for example, whether the menus, toolbars, etc. are visible. Validating input values of a web form to make sure that they are acceptable before being submitted to the server. Changing images as the mouse cursor moves over them. This effect is often used to draw the user's attention to important links displayed as graphical elements. Because JavaScript code can run locally in a user's browser rather than on a remote server, the browser can respond to users' actions quickly, making an application more responsive. Furthermore, JavaScript code can detect user actions which HTML alone cannot, such as individual keystrokes. Applications such as Gmail take advantage of this. Much of the user interface logic is written in JavaScript, and JavaScript dispatches requests for information, such as the content of an email message, to the server. The wider trend of AJAX programming similarly exploits this strength. A JavaScript engine, also known as JavaScript interpreter or JavaScript implementation, is an interpreter that interprets JavaScript source code and executes the script accordingly. The first JavaScript engine was created by Brendan Eich at Netscape Communications Corporation for the Netscape Navigator web browser. The engine, codenamed SpiderMonkey, is implemented in C. It has since been updated in JavaScript 1.5 to conform to ECMA 262 Edition 3. The Rhino engine, created primarily by Norris Boyd, formerly of Netscape, now at Google, is a JavaScript implementation in Java. Rhino, like SpiderMonkey, is ECMA 262 Edition 3 compliant. A web browser is by far the most common host environment for JavaScript. Web browsers typically use the public API to create host objects, responsible for reflecting the DOM into JavaScript. The web server is another common application of the engine. A JavaScript web server would expose host objects representing an HTTP request and response objects, which a JavaScript program could then manipulate to dynamically generate web pages. Because JavaScript is the only language that the most popular browsers share support for, it has become a target language for many frameworks in other languages, even though JavaScript was never intended to be such a language. Despite the performance limitations inherent to its dynamic nature, the increasing speed of JavaScript engines has made the language a surprisingly feasible compilation target. For more information on JavaScript's use in web pages, please see the Wikipedia articles Client-Side JavaScript, JavaScript Engine, and AJAX Programming. Section 5.1. Example, Use in Web Pages. A minimal example of a standards-conforming web page containing JavaScript, using HTML 4.01 syntax, would be the following. Please see the Wikipedia article for this code example. Section 5.2, Compatibility Considerations. Since JavaScript runs in widely varying environments, an important part of testing and debugging it is testing across browsers. The DOM interfaces for manipulating web pages are not part of the ECMA script standard, or of JavaScript itself. Officially, they are defined by a separate standardization effort by the W3C. In practice, browser implementations differ from the standards and from each other, and not all browsers execute JavaScript. To deal with these differences, JavaScript authors can attempt to write standards-compliant code which will also be executed correctly by most browsers. Failing that, they can write code that checks for the presence of certain browser features and behaves differently if they are not available. In some cases, two browsers may both implement a feature, but with different behavior, and authors may find it practical to detect what browser is running and change their script's behavior to match. Programmers may also use libraries or toolkits which take browser differences into account. Furthermore, scripts may not work for some users. For example, a user may use an old or rare browser with incomplete or unusual DOM support, use a PDA or a mobile phone browser which cannot execute JavaScript, have JavaScript execution disabled as a security precaution, use a speech browser due to, for example, a visual disability. To support these users, web authors can try to create pages which degrade gracefully on user agents, browsers, which do not support the page's JavaScript. In particular, the page should remain usable, albeit without the extra features that the JavaScript would have added. For more information on compatibility considerations, please see the Wikipedia article Web Interoperability. Section 5.3, Accessibility. Assuming that the user has not disabled its execution, client-side web JavaScript should be written to enhance the experiences of visitors with visual or physical disabilities, and certainly should avoid denying information to these visitors. Screen readers, used by the blind and partially sighted, can be JavaScript-aware, and so may access and read the page DOM after the script has altered it. The HTML should be as concise, navigable, and semantically rich as possible, whether the script has run or not. JavaScript should not be totally reliant on mouse-specific events, so as to deny its benefits to users who either cannot use a mouse or who choose to favor the keyboard for whatever reason. Equally, although hyperlinks and web forms can be navigated and operated from the keyboard, accessible JavaScript should not require keyboard events either. There are device-independent events, such as onFocus and onChange, that are preferable in most cases. JavaScript should not be used in a way that is confusing or disorienting to any web user. For example, using script to alter or disable the normal functionality of the browser, such as by changing the way the back button or the refresh event work, is usually best avoided. Equally, triggering events that the user may not be aware of reduces the user's sense of control, as do unexpected scripted changes to the page content. Often, the process of making a complex web page as accessible as possible becomes a non-trivial problem, where issues become matters of debate and opinion, and where compromises are necessary in the end. However, user agents and assistive technologies are constantly evolving, and new guidelines and relevant information are continually being published on the web. For more information about accessibility, please see the Wikipedia article Web Accessibility. Section 5.4, Security. JavaScript and the DOM provide the potential for malicious authors to deliver scripts to run on a client computer via the web. Browser authors contain this risk using two restrictions. First, scripts run in a sandbox, in which they can only perform web-related actions, not general-purpose programming tasks like creating files. Second, scripts are constrained by the same origin policy. Scripts from one website do not have access to information such as usernames, passwords, or cookies sent to another site. Most JavaScript-related security bugs are breaches of either the same origin policy or the sandbox. Section 5.4.1, Cross-Site Vulnerabilities. A common JavaScript-related security problem is cross-site scripting, or XSS, a violation of the same origin policy. XSS vulnerabilities occur when an attacker is able to cause a target website, such as an online banking website, to include a malicious script in the web page presented to a victim. The script in this example can then access the banking application with the privileges of the victim, potentially disclosing secret information or transferring money without the victim's authorization. A solution to XSS vulnerabilities is to use HTML escaping whenever displaying untrusted data. Some browsers include partial protection against reflected XSS attacks, in which the attacker provides a URL including malicious script. However, even users of those browsers are vulnerable to other XSS attacks, such as those where the malicious code is stored in a database. Only correct design of web applications on the server side can fully prevent XSS. XSS vulnerabilities can also occur because of implementation mistakes by browser authors. Another cross-site vulnerability is cross-site request forgery, or CSRF. In CSRF, code on an attacker's site tricks the victim's browser into taking actions the user didn't intend at a target site, like transferring money at a bank. It works because if the target site relies only on cookies to authenticate requests, then requests initiated by code on the attacker's site will carry the same legitimate login credentials as requests initiated by the user. In general, the solution to CSRF is to require an authentication value in a hidden form field, and not only in the cookies, to authenticate any request that might have lasting effects. Checking the HTTP referrer header field can also help. JavaScript hijacking is a type of CSRF attack in which a script tag on an attacker's site exploits a page on the victim's site that returns private information, such as JSON or JavaScript. Possible solutions include requiring authentication token in the post and get parameters for any response that returns private JSON, even if it has no side effects, using post and never get for requests that return private JSON, and modifying the response so that it can't be used via a script tag by, for example, wrapping the JSON in a JavaScript comment. For more information on cross-site vulnerabilities, please see the Wikipedia articles Cross-Site Scripting and Cross-Site Request Forgery. Section 5.4.2, Misplaced Trust in the Client. Client-server applications, whether they involve JavaScript or not, must recognize that untrusted clients may be under the control of attackers. Thus, any secret embedded in JavaScript could be extracted by a determined adversary, and the application author cannot assume that his JavaScript runs as intended or at all. Some implications. Website authors cannot perfectly conceal how their JavaScript operates, because the code is sent to the client, and obfuscated code can be reverse-engineered. JavaScript form validation only provides convenience for users, not security. If a site verifies that a user agreed to its terms of service, or filters invalid characters out of fields that should only contain numbers, it must do so on the server, not only on the client. Scripts can be selectively disabled, so JavaScript can't be relied on to prevent operations such as save image. It would be extremely bad practice to embed a password in JavaScript, where it can be extracted by an attacker, then have JavaScript verify a user's password and pass password OK equals 1 back to the server, since the password OK equals 1 response is easy to forge. Section 5.4.3, Browser and Plugin Coding Errors. JavaScript provides an interface to a wide range of browser capabilities, some of which may have flaws such as buffer overflows. These flaws can allow attackers to write scripts which would run any code they wish on the user's system. These flaws have affected major browsers, including Firefox, Internet Explorer, and Safari. Plugins such as video players, Adobe Flash, and a wide range of ActiveX controls enabled by default in Microsoft Internet Explorer may also have flaws exploitable via JavaScript, and such flaws have been exploited in the past. In Windows Vista, Microsoft has attempted to contain the risks of bugs, such as buffer overflows, by running the Internet Explorer process with limited privileges. Google Chrome similarly limits page renderers to an operating system-enforced sandbox. Section 5.4.4, Sandbox Implementation Errors. Web browsers are capable of running JavaScript outside of the sandbox, with the privileges necessary to, for example, create or delete files. Of course, such privileges aren't meant to be granted to code from the web. Incorrectly granting privileges to JavaScript from the web has played a role in vulnerabilities in both Internet Explorer and Firefox. In Windows XP Service Pack 2, Microsoft demoted JScript's privileges in Internet Explorer. Microsoft Windows allows JavaScript source files on a computer's hard drive to be launched as general-purpose, non-sandboxed programs. This makes JavaScript, like VBScript, a theoretically viable vector for a Trojan horse, although JavaScript Trojan horses are uncommon in practice. Section 6. Uses Outside Web Pages. In addition to web browsers and servers, JavaScript interpreters are embedded in a number of tools. Each of these applications provides its own object model, which provides access to the host environment, with the core JavaScript language remaining mostly the same in each application. Section 6.1, Embedded Scripting Language. Apple's dashboard widgets, Apple's Safari 5 extensions, Microsoft's gadgets, Yahoo widgets, Google desktop gadgets, and Serene Clipfolio are implemented using JavaScript. Adobe's Acrobat and Adobe Reader, formerly Acrobat Reader, support JavaScript in PDF files. Tools in the Adobe Creative Suite, including Photoshop, Illustrator, Dreamweaver, and InDesign, allow scripting through JavaScript. OpenOffice.org Office Application Suite allows for JavaScript as one of its scripting languages. The interactive music signal processing software Max MSP, released by Cycling 74, offers a JavaScript model of its environment for use by developers. It allows much more precise control than the default GUI-centric programming model. ECMAScript was included in the VRML 97 standard for scripting nodes of VRML scene description files. Some high-end Philips universal remote panels, including TSU-9600 and TSU-9400, can be scripted using a JavaScript-based tool called ProntoScript. Sphere is an open-source, cross-platform computer program designed primarily to make role-playing games that use JavaScript as a scripting language. The open-source Reanimator framework allows developing 2D sprite-based games using JavaScript and XML. Methabot is a web crawler that uses JavaScript as a scripting language for custom file type parsers and data extraction using E4X. The Unity game engine supports JavaScript for scripting, in addition to C# and Boo via Mono. DXStudio 3D Engine uses the SpiderMonkey implementation of JavaScript for game and simulation logic. Maxwell Renderer provides an ECMA standard-based scripting engine for tasks automation. Google Docs Spreadsheet has a script editor, which allows users to create custom formulas, automate repetitive tasks, and also interact with other Google products, such as Gmail. Section 6.2, Scripting Engine. Microsoft's Active Scripting technology supports JScript as a scripting language. This is often considered compatible with JavaScript, but Microsoft lists many JScript features that are not compliant with ECMA standards. The Java programming language in version SE6, JDK 1.6, introduced the JavaX.script package, including a JavaScript implementation based on Mozilla Rhino. Thus, Java applications can host scripts that access the application's variables and objects, much like web browsers host scripts that access the browser's document object model, or DOM, for a web page. The Qt C++ toolkit includes a Qt script module to interpret JavaScript, analogous to Java's JavaX.script package. Late Night Software's JavaScript OSA, aka JavaScript for OSA or JS OSA, is a freeware alternative to AppleScript for Mac OS X. It is based on the Mozilla 1.5 JavaScript implementation, with the addition of a Mac OS object for interaction with the operating system and third-party applications. Section 6.3, Application Platform. ActionScript, the programming language used in Adobe Flash, is another implementation of the ECMA script standard. The Mozilla platform, which underlies Thunderbird, Firefox, and some other web browsers, uses JavaScript to implement the graphical user interface, or GUI, of its various products. Adobe Integrated Runtime is a JavaScript runtime that allows developers to create desktop applications. WebOS uses the WebKit implementation of JavaScript in its SDK to allow developers to create standalone applications solely in JavaScript. CA Inc.'s AutoShell cross-platform scripting environment is built on JavaScript and SpiderMonkey with preprocessor-like extensions for command definitions and custom classes for various system-related tasks like file I/O, operation system command invocation and redirection, and COM scripting. GNOME Shell, the shell for the GNOME 3 desktop environment. The seed, GJS, from GNOME, and GSEMD, from KDE, packages, are aimed to utilize that need. Section 7, Development Tools. Within JavaScript, access to a debugger becomes invaluable when developing large, non-trivial programs. Because there can be implementation differences between the various browsers, particularly within the document object model, it is useful to have access to a debugger for each of the browsers that a web application targets. Script debuggers are available for Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, Google Chrome, and Opera. Three debuggers are available for an Internet Explorer. Microsoft Visual Studio is the richest of the three, closely followed by Microsoft Script Editor, a component of Microsoft Office. And finally, the free Microsoft Script Debugger, which is far more basic than the other two. The free Microsoft Visual Web Developer Express provides a limited version of the JavaScript debugging functionality in Microsoft Visual Studio. Internet Explorer has included developer tools since version 8, reached by pressing the F12 key. Web applications within Firefox can be debugged using the Firebug add-on, or the older Venkman debugger. Firefox also has a simpler built-in error console, which logs and evaluates JavaScript. It also logs CSS errors and warnings. Opera includes a set of tools called Dragonfly. WebKit's Web Inspector includes a JavaScript debugger in Apple's Safari and Google Chrome. Some debugging aids are themselves written in JavaScript and built to run on the web. An example is the program JSLint, developed by Douglas Crockford, currently senior JavaScript architect at Yahoo, who has written extensively on the language. JSLint scans JavaScript code for conformance to a set of standards and guidelines. Web development bookmarklets and Firebug Lite provide variations on the idea of the cross-browser JavaScript console. MiniMe is an open-source JavaScript minifier, obfuscator, and code-checking tool for the .NET platform. Section 8. Versions. For a list of all JavaScript versions, please see the Wikipedia article. Section 9. Related languages and features. Since the acceptance of JavaScript as a popular language, several languages and features have developed from it. Objective-J is a superset of JavaScript that compiles to JavaScript. It adds traditional inheritance and Smalltalk or Objective-C style dynamic dispatch and optional pseudo-static typing to JavaScript. CoffeeScript is an alternative syntax for JavaScript, intended to be more concise and readable, and adding features like array comprehensions and pattern matching. Like Objective-J, it compiles to JavaScript. TiScript is a superset of JavaScript that adds classes, namespaces, and lambda expressions. JSON, or JavaScript Object Notation, is a general-purpose data interchange format that is defined as a subset of JavaScript. Mozilla browsers currently support Live Connect, a feature that allows JavaScript and Java to intercommunicate on the web. However, Mozilla's specific support for Live Connect is scheduled to be phased out in the future, in favor of passing on the Live Connect handling via NPAPI to the Java 1.6 Plus plugin, not yet supported on the Mac as of March 2010. Section 9.1. JavaScript and Java. A common misconception is that JavaScript is similar or closely related to Java. It is true that both have a C-like syntax, the C language being their most immediate common ancestor language. They are both object-oriented, typically sandboxed when used inside a browser, and are widely used in client-side web applications. In addition, JavaScript was designed with Java's syntax and standard library in mind. In particular, all Java keywords were reserved in original JavaScript. JavaScript's standard library follows Java's naming conventions, and JavaScript's math and date objects are based on classes from Java 1.0. However, the similarities end there. Java has static typing. JavaScript's typing is dynamic, meaning a variable can hold an object of any type and cannot be restricted. Java is loaded from compiled bytecode. JavaScript is loaded as human-readable source code. Java's objects are class-based. JavaScript's objects are prototype-based. JavaScript also has many functional features based on the Scheme language. You have just finished listening to JavaScript from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. This sound file was recorded on December 13, 2010. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported license, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.